Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ayin Beis, and we're back. It's nice to see those who I saw over the past couple of days, those of our listeners, and Baruch Hashem, we are back to the last week of Maseches Baba Basra. Okay, four lines from the bottom, we'll start on Kuf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara here, if you remember, is talking about Shtarei Chov, Mukdamin, and Mu'ucharin. Shtarei Chov, Mukdamin, if I write the earlier date, I predate a shtar, so that's possible, because I'm being Meshabed Lekuchos from an earlier date, and therefore, it's possible, but Shtar Mu'ucharin are generally kosher by Halva. Right, that's what the Rav Hamnuna said in the middle of the Amud. But Shtar Mu'ucharin are kosher by Shtari Halva, maybe not by Bekach u'Memkar, but at least by Shtari Halva. So the Gemara then is quotes two statements. How do we make sure that there is no funny business, there's no trickery by the Shtari Chov Mu'ucharin in a case where the Malveh says, I don't know what happened to the shtar, right? So the type comes to pay up, and he pays up the, Delova pays up, and he'll get a shovar, but the problem is, if the original shtar was Mu'uchar, it could be that later on the Malveh is going to take it out, and he will try to claim that this halva was after the time that the previous one was paid back, so really it's a new one. So how do you try to make sure that the Malveh has no ability to do that type of trickery? So, says Rav Ashi to Rav Kahana, earlier we had, the previous line, we had a one phrase that was written by the Sofrim, and Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, another one, V'ya'inna deloka avdiran hachi, since we don't do this from the previously, basar da'amrle Rav Safra l'safre, but after Rav Safra told his scribes, the following, this is what helps. Ki kasvisu hani tavri, when you write the shover, when you write the receipt, after the lovet pays up, you know what you do in order to prevent the Malveh from trying to collect again? And claiming that the halva was after the date of the shovar. So write this, iyad isu zimna deshtara kisu. If you know the day of the original loan, so that's fine. Then you could write the shovar with that date. But ilo, and if you don't, kisvu stamas, then don't write a date on the shovar at all. Because why? To call emas denafik lare. Because then, no problem, because whenever the original halva is taken out, then you'll just say, oh, this shovar was afterwards. So as long as you don't write a date, that's going to solve the problem. Tosfos says it must be that this daya didn't do what the previous daya said, because we already had a previous solving of the problem in the previous line by stating specifically that it was from a shtar mu'uchar, but it must be that they either were shocheach that, they forgot that, they didn't do that. So that the Gemara says, sorry, what do you mean lokav din hachi? Why didn't they do it? So Tosfos says shachachu, maybe they forgot, they weren't so medactic on it. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that this is what should be done in terms of if you don't know the date. The Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, that in a case, im zochrin zman ashtar yichtov shovar, al shtar shezmano kach v'kach, siminun dalid, v'mein zochrin oso yichtovu stam, al shtar shezkibo kach v'kach, lo yichtovu zam b'shovar, you don't write any date in the shovar. Says the Shach, mashma, it's mashma de lechadchila yichtov b'shovar zman hashtar. It sounds like lechadchila, you're not supposed to write a shovar without a date. So it sounds like if you know this line, you have to write this line, and if not, then you can write it stam. That's what it sounds like. And then he has a chiddush, and then he says, v'nira od, it appears that let's say I do know the zman of the shtar, and I still don't write the zman in the shovar, then he thinks the shovar would be possible. Dim yadua od sheyedu zman hashtar, v'afa pikeit kasvu hashovar stam below zman, b'liyidiyas hamalveh. Still, the Lova says, you know what? don't write a date in there. So that way it'll be good for me. I'll be able to use this whenever I want. So you're weakening the koach of the Malveh without his knowledge, says the Shach. He thinks the shover in that case is possible. If you could have, but you didn't. Because if you're going against the Malveh shelo kedin, you're making it worse. So therefore, the only time you have this hefter of writing a shovar without a date is if you don't know the date of the original halva. But if you do, then you have to have responsibility to write that original date in the shovar. That's the chiddush of the Shach. It's not so enforceable, because how do you know if they know it? Right, how do you know if they know it? Maybe the dayanim So Shabbat the Dayanim. If the Dayanim know, then they can't, and the Sofer, he can't write it stam. Okay, last line. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi v'yam yila Ravashi l'Rav Kahana v'ha ha'inna d'lokav dinin hachi. We don't do any of these problem solvings today. Right, so what about Bizman Hazeh? What about, not Bizman Hazeh, how about these days? So Amalei, so the answer given, either by Ravashi or of Kahana was, well, Rabbanan Tikuti Takini, the Rabbanan solved the problem. They gave ways to get out of the problem. Manda Ovid, people who follow the rabbi's Takana, fine. Manda Lo Ovid, Ihu Da'afzer Anafshe, it's their fault. You know, Rabbanan came up with two different ways to, what to write in the Shtar Me'uchar, in the shovar of the Shtar Me'uchar, and there's nothing more that they can do. If people don't take advantage of the suggestion, that is their own fault. Period. Amalu Rabba Bar Rav Shila Lahanhu Kasvi Shtara Akniyasa. Rabba Bar Rav Shila said to those who write, Shtare Hakna'a, Shtare Kinyin, Ki Kasvisu Shtare Akniyasa, when you write them, Iyadisu Yomata Kanisu Be Kisvu, if you know exactly when the Kinyin took place. Right, he's writing a Shtar Kinyan that Reuven sold Shimon blank. So when you write that, if you know exactly when the Kinyan took place, then write in the Shtar when the Kinyan took place. Ve'ilo, and if not, don't try to estimate what happened in the past by guessing. Don't try to do that. Either you know, and therefore you can write the original date, and if not, write today's date. If you know the day that the Kinyan took place, fine. V'lo kisvu yobet de kaimisu bay ki hichi delo mischazi kashikra. Because it'll look like a sheker if you're really guessing and you're not writing today's date. You're not writing the original Kinyan's date, so then you just have to write the date in front of you today. If you pick a date in the middle, it's mechazi kashikra. Because again, when you come to Shtarei Kinyan, you are describing what happened. Describing what happened, so that you can't just estimate. When it comes to Shari Halva'a, so then you could write, what do you have to do? So you have to write that day. You have to write that day, because Shari Halva'a creates Shibudim. And if it creates Shibudim, that's the Rashbam. You look about 15 lines into the skinny lines of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Aval Shari Halva'a, you got it right in the middle. For the 15 line skinny lines, Aval Shari Halva'a, this was all suggested to the Sofrim of Shari Hakna. Aval Shari Halva'a, Sheish Bo Achrayis, but a Shari Halva'a that has Achrayis, meaning collectible, Lo Yichtov Ela Yom Sha'omi Bo Achshav. That you have to write today's date. Can't write any date in the past. Diem Kane, Havile Mukta Apostle. Even if you know for sure when it occurred. Even if you know what happened 2 weeks ago, the halva, you cannot write a shtar from that day because that's a muktam, because you're writing the shtar today. Does he the mitzvah of lekuchos bizbara kasa b'shtar shalokadin? You'll come to collect from lekuchos too early shalokadin. Dila olam ein lekuchos b'shibadim l'shemadam called by shalodechta b'shtar. But even if the loan was on day one and the shtar was only written on day 20, so then the lekuchos are only culpable from day 20, so you can't predate the shtar halva. So therefore, says the Rashbam, explaining the Gemara, that this suggestion of either writing when the Kinyan took place or the day of, that's only by shtari Kinyan. But when it comes to shtari halva, so then for sure you can only write that day. Continuing. Amalahu Rav Lasafre, V'chein Amalahu Rav Huna Lasafre, Rav or Rav Huna told their Sofrim, Ki Kaimisu B'Shili, Kisvu B'Shili. When you are in Shili, so then write that in Shili it's being written, V'yafagav the Mesirin L'chumili B'Hini. Even though the instructions were given to you in Hini, but still, you have to write the Shtar, write it in Shili. And the opposite, Ki Kaimisu B'Hini, Kisvu B'Hini, V'yafagav the Mesirin L'chumili B'Shili. Period. Wherever you are, that's where you have to write the shtar. You can't write where you got the instructions. What would be the Havamina? To write where we got the instructions? They're not there anymore. They're writing their shtar where they are. What's the Havamina? It's to tell them, don't write where you got the instructions. Why would I have thought that I write where the instructions were given? So I think we'll suggest 2 points. One is, in general, by shtari halva'a. Right? Why is it that you might have thought, because as we mentioned in the past, I'll quote it again this time inside, that There is a major discussion in the Rishonim how exactly a shtar bechlau is possible to be written. We know the principle in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph from a base. The Gemara says, mi pihem velo mi pi ksavam. Edim have to give testimony orally. They can't send their edus into Beis Din through a letter, right? Pashtus, right? They have to testify in court. So the question is, if they testify in court, so how do you have a shtar? Shtar, right? Edim ha chasumen al shtar nasa kmishin echkar edusim be Beis Din. Edim signed on the shtar. It's as if they're testifying. What do you mean? It says, "Bepiyav lo bepiksavam." So Rabbeinu Tam says there, Yivam Islam and Aleph, that only excludes Elaim, somebody who is a mute. If somebody could give their testimony in court, so then they're allowed to write it down. Because of the principle of kol haroi labila. Anything that is fit, anything, if the potential is there, that's all you need. You don't actually have to give it. But by an elim, by a mute, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's what's being excluded by BPM Lomi Pik Savam. That is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Baal Amar, there in Yevam Estaf Laman Alfa Mabez, and Tosfos says the same idea in Ksub Estaf Chaf, the Baal Amar says no. A shtar is a totally different concept than mipihem velo mipiksavam. Mipihem means from two edim testifying about somebody else's commitment. That's a problem. If two edim testify about somebody else, that's a problem. But what if two edim are testifying about a person himself? So that's not mipihem velo mipiksavam, meaning they're testifying that Reuven committed to something, and Reuven commanded them to record his commitment. That's not mipihem lo mipik savam. That's called mipik savo, not mipik savam. And mipik savo, that's what Reb Chaim later calls das hamischayev. That's das hamischayev. That's the das of the commitment of a person, and therefore that is not a problem. V'li nira, says the Baal Amar, depirik hanachod kach mipik savam ushepsula edusan. What's the psul? Mipik savam. Aval mipik savo lo. The kol shtari halva'a umekach umemkar. What is the main ingredient in a shtar? The command of the one who's committed, saying, write this shtar, record my commitment. That's das hamischayev. That is the original, that is the ingredient, the main ingredient of a shtar. The aid is mipik savam, el mipik savo. V'miyata omerken, and if you don't say this is true, akarta mashakasa bekabala. You're uprooting the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, the source for shtar, v'kasov b'sefer v'chasom b'ha'ed edim, u'mikra mali kasa b'torah, and also it says in the Torah, v'kasov b'sefer krisus, alma, kol ki ha'gavna, k'savo shelohu, v'lo k'savim shel edim. Aval hecha d'kasvi minafshayu, if the edim just get up themselves and write it, b'shtar, without being commanded, should tzarach lomar k'suv v'lo amar lohem kisvu havad b'pik savam hu. Right, if there's no command, so then, for sure, it would be a problem. So first of all, again, our question is, what's the havamina that they would write where the command was given? The Gemara says, don't write that, write where you are now. What's the havamina? So number one, because dasam is chayef. Because the whole main ingredient of a shtar is the command that was given. So maybe that's why I would have thought that that's where it should be recorded. Kamash Bula, no, you write it, it's true, but where you actually are, that's where the sofer has to write it. That is number one. And the other idea could be, specifically as we've mentioned, about Gittin in the past. I'll quote one or two new sources that we haven't discussed, but we quoted this about a month ago, and that is, not only is Dasam Eschayev an important principle in general shtaros, but specifically in shtar gittin, by a get, dasam eschayev, the decision and the command and the instructions of the husband plays a crucial role. Right? This is used even more than, let's say, kiddushin. More than in kiddushin. Where does this come up? It comes up in Maseches Kiddushin. Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Ein shliach. Ein ha'eved nasa shliach lekabel get miad bailo shel isha. An eved kenani cannot be a shliach for a woman to accept a get. We know a woman can make a shliach lekabala. A man can make a shliach lehalacha by gittin. A woman cannot make a shliach lekabala who is an eved. Why? Lefi she'eino b'toras gittin v'kiddushin. He's not in the parsha. He is not b'toras gittin v'kiddushin, and therefore a woman cannot make her eved or any eved, even her eved, into a shliach. If you look in the Ritva there, in Maseches Kedushin, without saying what he's trying to preclude, the Ritva says, and don't think that this is dafka shliach l'kabbalah. But shliach l'holacha, by a man, an eved would be able to. He says, far parishna, tohade in eved asher shliach l'kabbal get, that, you're right, that's the language of the Gemara, that a woman cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah. But the same thing would apply by holacha. Who would she in asher shliach l'holacha? Demai shna. Just as two words. What difference should it make? He says it's a chiddush that even a shliach l'kabbalah, which is balkarcha, meaning maybe she doesn't play such a role, even there the eved cannot be the shliach. But the Ritva just says maishna, so he's obviously trying to preclude something. What is that? That is known as the shita of the Rimigash. The Rimigash, quoted in the Ran in Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Beis and Aleph of the Daf Yarif, argues. He says the Gemara is meduyak. The Gemara there in Gittin Chaf Gimel and also here in Kiddushin, when the Gemara says that an Eved Kenani cannot be a shliach l'kabbalah, it's dafka. An Eved Kenani can be a shliach l'holachas haget by the husband. He just cannot be a shliach l'kabbalah saget by for the woman. Why? What's the difference? He's excluded. Ein abataras gittin v'kiddushin. So the Ram there quotes the Ramban, who explains the Rimigash. He says, what's the difference? Lefisha v'shanya kabbalah meholacha. It's a very important Ramban. The kabbalah, shliach l'kabbalah and shliach l'holacha are different. The shliach l'holacha eino ela k'shliach da'alma. A shliach l'holacha is just a regular shliach. He's doing something for the mishaleach. The shliach Ubishlichus da alma isnu. And an Eved Kenani, he's a bardas, he's put up from certain mitzvos, but he could be a shliach. Aval shliach kabbalah mikiva chihigia get liado migurashes. Vahu ain't lo yavagarishin. Hova ain't a bataras gittin. Says the Rabban, a shliach la kabbalah is much more of a player in gittin, right? Well, when he gets it, the woman's divorced. How could you say that if he's mufka? Ba'a shliach la loch. Okay, he's doing a task. He's doing a task, bringing something from a place A to place B. That's all he can do, it like all shlichus. But by shlich l'kabbalah, he is a player, and therefore he is excluded. That is the Ramban. But there's another answer that could be given, based on the words of the Shulchan Aruch even. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kiddushin, in Simon Lamed Hay, quotes that an Eved cannot be a shliach l'kiddushin. Period. Does not mean, is not machalik between either direction, shliach l'halachas kiddushin or kabbalas kiddushin. The Shulchan Aruch just quotes, an eved cannot be a shliach. But when it comes to gittin, he quotes two days. He quotes this day of the Rimigash as well. He quotes Rov Rishonim, an eved cannot be a shliach, but then in Hilchas Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, in Hilchas Gittin, he quotes Yesh Misha Omer also, that an eved can be a shliach l'halacha. And again, the Avnei Miluim, the Ksos is bothered, what's the difference? Why in one place does he quote in Kiddushin, totally mufka, he doesn't quote at all that an Eved might be kosher, Mash'ekim, by Gittin, he quotes it at least as a day. So the Avnei Miluim answers that maybe by Get is different, because by Get, you know why it's always good, it's going to be good? After all, the Get itself tells the story of what's going on. The Eved is bringing the Get, but the Get is really doing the story. By Kiddushin, he plays more of a role, because there's no shtar here that says what's going on. But by Gittin, because of our Sefer Karisas, he writes in the Get, exactly, I'm divorcing you. So that's why maybe he takes a back seat there in Git. So that's a specific limited answer that the Avnei Miluim gives. But we mentioned in the past from a number of Achronim that Rav Rosenzweig brought many riyas to this. And that is, Gittin and Kiddushin are different processes. And it could be by Gittin, the Maisa Gerushin plays less of a role than the Maisa Kiddushin. Because by Gerushin, a lot has occurred already. Once the husband makes the decision to divorce, because Mida Oraisa, he could divorce Balkarcha, or reflected by the fact that he could divorce Balkarcha, and the woman has no say, so that itself shows that it is a front-heavy, so to speak, process. And therefore, obviously the gerushin has to take place, but a lot, once the gerushin takes place, we can look back and say a lot occurred even before the ma'isa gerushin itself. So maybe that's why the Rimigash allows a shliach l'holacha. Because, by get specifically, because by get, the ma'isa itself is less of a focus. Once the decision to divorce occurs, once the tzivui to the sofer is given, as a concretization of that das lagareish, so that is where the major action is even before the ma'isa, and that's why an eved would be allowed to be a shliach lahalachas haget, even though not for shliach lahalachas kiddushin. Again, other rayas we mentioned before on Daf Kuf Mem Vav by the Rashbam there. The case of the man taking the woman into the churva to see if she knows how to smell. So there, the Rashbam, if you remember, quoted that the shita of Reb Shimon from Maseches Gittin, kivish enosan ein avagar she'ein lo peros. Certain halachas kick in already even before the Maisa Gerishin. He loses the Baal, loses Peros. The Yavshal Shlomo suggests, based on that Rashbam, maybe Hilchas Avelus, stop being Noheg for each one once the decision is made to divorce. And just one other that I didn't mention that time. We mentioned this a couple days ago, so I'll mention it now. And that is a Ha'ara that Rav Shechter has. And that is, in Eretz HaTzvi, he quotes that we know there's a halachas from Maseches Yevamos of Havchana. That after one marriage ends, so then, Daf Yud Ches, the Gemara says that one has to wait 3 months before they get remarried. The Gemara says, Me'ema Simon and Leget. Right, when do you start counting from the 3 months? So there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, from the Shas Nesinas I get. From when the get is given, you start counting 3 months. Shmuel says, from Shas Ksivas I get. From the time the get is written, even though it's not given until a month later. From the time the Ksivas I get, so that's when you start counting the 3 months. Fine. Why do we think that's okay? Pashtus, why? Because the whole issue of Havchad is to know who the real father is. You don't want to have a baby. The woman should have a baby 3 months after the divorce, and you won't know if it's 6 months for the first husband, 6 months for the new husband, or 9 months from the old husband. So that's why you have to wait at least 3 months before getting remarried. So therefore, once the get is written, we know the halacha is that a man is not allowed to live with his wife after he writes a get and has in mind to divorce her. So maybe that's it. As long as we know that they weren't together from a certain time, you can count from that point. The problem is, the poskim say, that if the man's in jail for 3 months, or the man was sick for 3 months, and you know for sure the husband and the wife were not together, for sure, vadai, we still do not start counting the 3 months from then. You have to wait until the get is written or given. So what's the difference? Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, on page Kuf, Ayin, Dal, Kuf, Ayin, Hey. Right? What's the difference between the writing of the get, where you know they weren't together, and if he's sick or in jail, where you know they weren't together? In both cases, there's no chashash of avchana. So why only by Shas Ksivas I get? So explains Rav Shechter, no, the point isn't just you start counting the 3 months when there's no chashash of the edbia. You start counting the 3 months when the marriage was over. It has to be when the marriage was over. And by Ksivas I get, the marriage has already begun to be over. There's already hafkas miksas ishus. Again, because once the decision is made, halachas already start kicking in. Demoni gibachachi avchana rakmi azman shetama v'nigmar ha'ishus. And Shmuel's chiddush is that even though they're still connected, but once the decision is made, the get is written, that's why they can't live together anymore. Because there's hafkas miksas ishus. And he even suggests that maybe that's, it parallels to going into marriage. There's erusin and there's nisuin. There's no heter for a husband and wife to be together until after nisuin. Erusin creates the formal kinyan connection. Nisuin creates the more personal connection. Husband and wife are allowed to be together. So maybe the opposite, the unraveling, happens at the end as well. Ksivas haget gets rid of that personal nisuin element, and while the actual giving of the get afterwards takes away the kinyan element. But what? Oh, good question. So this also, Rose is what I quoted. This also might quoted this from Rav Soloveitchik. Maybe Rav Shachter was also from Rav Soloveitchik. Rose quoted this from Rav Soloveitchik. The Gemara says in the fourth parak in Gittin that there's a machlokas. If a person writes a shtar get and then decides not to divorce with it, and then a year later decides to divorce his wife, could he use that get again? Choser u'magarishbo or ain't a choser u'magarishbo? So you might say, Pashas, why not? He wrote the get, so he decided not to give it. He'll give it again next time. But there are days there that say, no, ain't a chozer begarish, but you can't. Why can't you? What's the difference? So if you say nothing happened before the Maisa Gerishin, should it make sense? What difference should it make? But if you say, no, the process has already started beforehand, so then at least it's possible to say that if the process has to stop in the middle and then pick up, so then that's why there's a problem. That's why there's a problem. That's another raya that the something might have occurred already. But all this is maybe to explain the Havamina here. That maybe, again, why does the Gemara have to tell me that you don't write, especially by Gittin, you don't write it where the Tzivui was given, you give it where they were right now, could be because of this issue that the Tzivui plays a major role, both in general, in Shtaris, the Asa Mishayiv, and specifically by Gittin. Okay, second to last skinny line. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Hai man denokit shtara. Remember, this whole parak is about hilchos shtaros. Hai man denokit shtara bar mei azuzei. Somebody's holding on to a shtar of 100 zuz. Reuben has a shtar that Shimon owes him 100 zuz. The Amar Shavi nearly trei b'nei chamshin chamshin. He says to the sofer, you know what? Could you split this shtar into two shtaras that say he owes me 50? Instead of one shtar that says he owes me 100, can you please split this into two shtaras that says he owes me 50? The answer is, lo mashvin lahu. We don't do it for him. We don't do it for him. Why? Why does he want two shtaras? Why does he want two shtaris? Because he doesn't want to have to write a shofar. Let's say the guy pays him, the lova pays him back 50, half, he's going to have to hire a sofer to write a receipt. He's not going to want to do that. Just give me 50. So then, two shtaris of 50. So one of them I'll rip up, and the other one I'll save. So we don't do that. Why not? My time up. Of the Rabbanan Milsa, the Nichale Lamalve, the Nichale Lalove. Because the Rabbanan made a din that is good for the Malve and good for the Love. And therefore, we don't do this. Nichale Lamalve, they say it's good for the Malve to have the original shtar, Kadeshe Yakuf Laparo. Because that will be good because he'll have pressure on the Love to pay him back. And why? Because he still has a shtar that's worth 100. So he gives a shofar, but let's say the lova loses the shofar, or he doesn't pay back so quickly, so then the malva might be able to collect a full 100 again. So therefore, it's good for the malva to have the original shtar in a sense. So he'll force the lova to pay back quicker. But for nichal lova, it's also good for the lova to have that shtar against him of 100 and not 50. Kihecha de nifkam shtare. Because his shofar weakens, there's a weakness of that shtar against him. Because the Malva will have to say, yeah, 50 will pay back already. That already weakens the shtar, so that's good for the Lova. The Amar Rava, continuing. Hai madanaka shtei shtari, b'nei chapshin chapshin. Similar kind of case, if somebody has two shtaris, each worth 50. The Amar shavidu gedole niali chad bar mea. Could you give me one shtar? I can't hold on to two shtars. Give me one shtar, right? Because I'm going to want to, you know, have strength against the Lova. Lo mashvin alei. Again, even if it's from the same date, everything, still you don't make it into one. This is the opposite. It's good for the malva to stay with 50, two shtaros, so that if he has one of 100, then his shtar, the shofar, is going to weaken his original shtar. And also it's good for the lova, so that he is not as pressurized in order to pay, because the shtar against him is only 50. Finally, the third case. Amar Ravashi, Haiman Denokit Shtar Bar Mea Zuze. If somebody has a star with 100, the Amar Shavnihi Niele Chad Bar Chamshin. Somebody, he says he owes me 100. So he says, you know what? Just give me one star worth 50. 50 bucks, I'm going to be Mochel the Lova. I feel bad for him. He's going through a tough time. Just give me a star that's worth 50. So you would say, what's wrong with that? He's just knocking off half the money. The answer is no. Lo mashvina lei. We don't do that for him either. Why? Because maybe he's tricking. My time, Amridan hai mifra pare. Because I could say maybe this shtar was totally paid up. Right? But when he was paid up, he told the lova, oh, I lost it. I don't have the shtar. So what's he doing now? So the lova in his hand has a receipt that says he paid up a loan of 100. But now he's going to get a shtar worth 50. He's going to say, oh, this is a new thing. He's going to say, give me my shtar, and the Malva originally had said, I lost it, and he wrote him a receipt, he's going to take this new one out, and he's going to say, this is a totally new shtar, totally new loan, so therefore, we don't do it for him, even though he's saying it out of the goodness of his heart. Okay, a couple of points, one point actually, specifically, that is, right, what does it say here? The dinim drabanan. Oh, it's good for the lova, good for the malva. All dinim drabanan are good for Klal Yisrael. Right, that's a musar hashkafa that we can take out of this Gemara. Rabbanan did something nichale lamalva, nichale lalova. Right, we can't look at dinim drabanan as hindrances or as something negative. All dinim drabanan, they are there as positive, helping us out. Helping us out. Just like here, this specific case, but it's really all cases. Rav Ribiat gives a beautiful mashal in his Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos, where he writes that Zidin Drabanan says, let's say you're traveling in a car and there's a lot of traffic. And you're like, what's going on here? You're all upset. And we're all wondering. And finally we get closer and closer and we see there's a big police line, do not cross. Big blue thing across two of the lanes, and everybody's squeezing over to the third lane. And I'm upset. What's happening here? Why are the police blocking off two lanes? They're stopping me. They're slowing me down. And as I get closer, I see that behind the police line, there's a humongous pothole. And if the police line wouldn't be there, every car would go in and smash the axle and totally break their car. So as I'm passing, what do I think? They're slowing me down. They're preventing me from going. No, they're saving me. They're saving me from falling into a huge hole. It looks like on the surface that they're stopping me. They're preventing me from moving. But really, they're protecting me. That's dinim derabbanan. Dinim derabbanans are the police lines. Right, it looks like they're slowing me down. I can't ride with my left hand on Shabbos. Come on. I can't do this. I can't eat chicken and milk. Come on. The answer is that they're really protecting me because the deep hole is the Issur D'oraisa, and Chazal are out for my benefit. That applies to Gzeros for sure. Gzeros for sure, but even Takanos as well. Right, this is an example of a Takana. Right over here, that you don't write a takana is that once you have a shtar, this is the shtar that you keep. We don't write new shtaris, right? Not because of a gzeira you might come to. This is good for you. It's good for you. It's good for him. So that's the rabbanan. Where did the rabbanan get this from? This idea of protection. Right. So we've mentioned in the past that kol, right, the Gemara says kol the tikkun rabbanan kein daraisa tikkun. Right. Chazal always followed the Torah. So the idea of protecting Klal Yisrael is already in the Torah. There are many examples. Rabbi Yosef Engel records them all in, not all of them, but many of them, in Lekach Tov, in Simen Ches, all the cases of, even on a Da'oraisa level, the concept of a Syag Da'oraisa, where the Torah itself says, Din A is a fence for Din B. That is the Kein Da'oraisa of all Takanos and Gzeiros Chazal being good for us and protecting us. The concept that the Torah itself does it. The Torah says, the first page in the Ran, in Maseches Pesachim, the Ran explains that the Torah says, we are not allowed to have chametz in our house on Pesach, bal yira bal yimatze. You can't even have it in your house. Why? Gzeira, you might come to eat it. So the Torah itself says, it's usur to have chametz in my house, because I might come to eat it. Right? That's a siyag d'oraisa, the Ran on the first daf, daf alf, in the back of Maseches Pesachim. Takana, interesting, the idea of Tosefa Shabbos. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Bereishis. Rashi on Vayechulu says, what do you mean Vayechulu Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim? So Rashi there quotes the Medrash, Medrash Rabbah, where the Medrash says that people, we don't know exactly the time. We don't know exactly the time. We think we try to set our watches to the satellite. But, you know, we don't exactly know time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly when Shabbos starts and when Shabbos finishes. So he goes to the exact moment. But we don't, so that's why we have Tosefa Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos, because we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts, so we have to go back. So look at Tosefa Shabbos, Pashas is Daraisa. Right, it's Pashas is Din Daraisa. There's a mysterious Rambam, why the Rambam does not quote it in Hilchot Shabbos. But it's a Din Daraisa. So again, based on that Medrash, that is an example of a Siyag Daraisa. The first Kesef Mishnah in Hilchus Tumas Meis quotes that I'm not allowed to cook Basar B'chalav together. Why not? Can I cook Basar B'chalav? You're allowed to cook Treif. Not to cook Treif. But specifically, Basar B'chalav, Da'oraisa, you're not allowed to cook because you might come to eat it. Why specifically that one and not others? Maybe because we're so used to Basar and Chalav, so maybe that needs more precautions. But again, this is another example of a siyag daraisa, the isra of yichud, certain types of yichud daraisa, the isra of negia, chibuk v'nishuk, according to the Rambam, in ilchus isra biya, hugging and kissing an erva, says the Rambam is daraisa, lo sikravu legalos erva, right, even just hugging and kissing itself, nothing more than that. That's an isra daraisa, according to the Rambam. Any negia derech chiba. So again, that is another example of a siyag daraisa, and many others. But this is based on where the Rabbanan got it from to say all their dinim are out for the good of Klal Yisrael. Just like the Torah gives laws of Siyag D'oraisa. Okay. Weiter. Says the Mishnah. Shnei Achen. Echad Ani v'Echad Ashir. Two brothers. A poor brother and a rich brother. Lav Dafka, a poor brother, but just a brother that doesn't have as much money as the rich brother. V'hiniach lehen avien merchat u beis habad. And the father left them a bathhouse or an olive press, right? Something that is a major asset. So us on l'schar, if the father had used it originally and it was always used for rental, hiring out, meaning they collected rent on it and it was for the public use, haschar lehem, says, then you keep doing that and you split the profits, no problem. Us on la'atzmo, but if it was made for personal use, and the issue now is the ani really doesn't have so much use for it. The ani doesn't have too many servants, right? What a big bathhouse, you could just take a shower at home, right? Or in a private place. But still, so the ani might say, you know what? I want to sell mine. Let's sell it and make some money, because this is useless to me. You can't. Hare ha ashir omer la'ani. No, because the ashir can tell the ani, kachucha vadam b'yirchatsu b'merchats. No, sorry. Go get servants and use it. Kavucha zesim ubava seba beisabad. Right, see, once the yarshid did it in a certain for a certain usage, so then the ani cannot complain about it, and the ashir gets to keep the status quo. The status quo is able to stay the same. So the Mefarshim discuss the Mordechai and others ask, why is this? First of all, why is this Mishnah doing here? That's the first question. What does this have anything to do with anything? So the Ritva said, the Ritva is going to connect it. That, where's my Ritva? The Ritva says, and this line, also the coming up line, it sounds like one person could tell the other one, well, tough luck on you, I'm sorry, this is what I'm going to do. So it's similar to the case that we had before, Ochel Asher V'chadi, you know, we had 2 days ago. Okay, do you expect him to go out and just be happy? We had this, where was it? Right, a few days ago we had cases where we say he's going to be able to collect and just go out and the nitan won't be able to claim anything, right, in the case of chashos. So it also has to do with shtaris also. Sometimes you have cases where there's someone might use a shtar in a inappropriate fashion. So that's what the Ritva says, what this is doing here. Or the case of Shnei Yosef and Shimon that we had before, Shtari Chovos pulled out one on the other. Again, that is what the Ritva says this is doing here. But anyway, back to our case, why should the Ashir be able to say this? The Ani owns half of it, and the Ashir has rights to it, and the Ani has rights to it. So why shouldn't he be able to do it? So the Mordechai, not here, the Mordechai is back earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Gimel. In the Sugya of, remember what was Daf Yud Gimel? Good or Agud. Good or Agud. You take it or I take it. Right? So in that Sugya he says, why here can he not split it? Why he says, Eini yodea hatam, amai la'akha shemes aviyam, lo yasa, kalachan, b'chalko, mashiyirza. Why not? V'chi einu yachol limkar chelko la'adam ashir? Why can't he just sell it to a rich person who'll have use for it? The mali mecher mali schirus. What's the difference? Va'ani ha'yisi rotzel omar, says the Mordechai, I wanted to say, the lav dafka zehu halashonim asan. Don't take the Mishnah literally. Ela klomar, this is what it means. Im ha'isa ir shemaskirin ba'mercha tu beisabad. It's not a din in the Gavra. It's a din in the Chefsa, says the Mordechai. If it's a city where bathhouses are rented out, and their father already did it, so then they have to continue. But if it's a city where people don't rent out their bathhouses, so that's where, it's not in this personal one, but if bathhouses aren't rented out in that city, so then the usher could say, hey, we're not doing something different than everybody else. Right? We're doing what everybody else has been doing. That's the minhag of the city, and therefore, that is what we're continuing to do. Okay, that is the, really a minhag hamakom type of halacha, according to the Mordechai. Period. Continuing, Shnaim shall you be iracha achas. Shem echad Yosef ben Shimon, v'shem achar Yosef ben Shimon. Two people in a city, and they both have the names Yosef ben Shimon. That's the name that's always quoted. Yosef ben Shimon. I think there was one set of vart years ago to remember what it was. Why dafka Yosef ben Shimon? I have to look back at Maseches Gittin when this comes up. Why dafka Yosef ben Shimon is used? Right, not even like Ephraim ben Yosef, right? Something more. Anyway, so two Yosef ben Shimon's in the same city. They cannot take out a shtar on each other. Why? Because Rechoshes that it fell out of the other one, and now Yosef A, and Yosef B found it, and and therefore it's not a true shtar. And nobody could take out a shtar chov against them, because they could just say, hey, it's not me that owes you money, it's the other guy that owes you money. The nimsa period. Nimsa la'echad bein shtarosav. What if somebody in the town found among his documents a document that said shtaros Yosef ben Shimon parua? The shtar, the money that I lent to Yosef ben Shimon is paid up. Shtaros shnei parum, that he can't collect from anybody because you assume it's all paid up. The Gemara will discuss. Didn't we just say you can't write a shtar against them? So what do you mean if you find the shtar that says it's paid up? It's contradictory. Okay, we'll get to that. So, case of Yasu, so what should they do if they want to lend money to each other, if other people want to lend them money? Yishaleshu. Right? The third. Right? The grandfather. Right? The grandfather. V'yimhayu mishulashin. If the grandfather is also the same name. Yichtavu simin. Write some other simin. Right? Rashbam says, right, the short one, the tall one, any other type of simin. Maybe it's simin like we had before. Right? The Ooster writes pictures. Some type of simon, right? V'imayim b'sumanim, let's say they're simanim of the same. That's why the Rashbam here does not say it means like a cat or a fish, something like that, because that's not going to be the same. But if you say short, tall, something like that, that could be the same. Then yikasvu kohen, the right, what shave it they're from. Or at least kohen Levi Yisrael, that would help. So one of the Achronims, you ask a bomb kasha, you know, it's a mishulashin, right? If they're mishulashin, so then they're the same, then you have to write a simon. Why don't you just tell one of them to be mishulash, and the other one not to? Why don't you write Yosef Shimon? The other one should write his great-grandfather also. Tzarechian. Maybe that's too confusing. You know, people won't remember which is which. If a guy has the same name, he just doesn't write. Oh, he writes his great-grandfather. He doesn't write his great-grandfather. That's confusing. Interesting horror. Why don't you go to the great-great-grandfather? So Tzarechian says they probably don't know the name. They don't always know the name to four generations back. But that's what is supposed to be done. In the discussion, we don't have so much time in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis talks all about Hilchos Kaddish. Hilchos Kaddish. He talks about in those days one person said Kaddish. So who gets the in every menu? Who gets the Kaddish? So almost every halacha is have a lottery. Magen Avram says Varf Goral. Who gets the Kaddish? Who gets this? Who gets that? So there's an interesting discussion about if splitting the Kadeshim, some of the Achronim related to this case of the Beis Chabad. There's one Beis Chabad, there's one case, he tried to split it up equally. What if somebody takes all the ones by Shachris, and then the other guy is not there? But Mincha comes and says, well, you got all the ones by Shachris, I'm getting all the ones by Mincha. He's like, but you weren't by Shachris, not my fault, I would have split the ones by Shachris with you. You just weren't here, right? You're an Ani, right? So what am I... So do you compare all these cases? But that's originally... Bizman Hazeh, as we know, the minhag in most places, against the Chazanish does not like it, but the minhag in most places, from the times already of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that many Yesomim say Kaddish. Remember when there was a Machl in the days of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Megevas Chalaria, so there were so many Yesomim in Shul, so many people died, Rachman al-Islam, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger allowed many people to say Kaddish, and therefore... That is the minhag in most places. The Chazon Ish does not like it for two reasons. Number one, because the whole point of Kaddish is to be Mezakeh the Rabbim is saying Shem Hashem. So here you have 15 people being Mezakeh the Rabbim. So nobody gets credit. So nobody gets credit if it's not one person. That's the Chazon Ish. And number two, he says, the Kipamim, Shezeo Mekaddish Benachas, Vezeo Mekaddish Bemehirus, Set Soek, Vechaveret Soek Kenegda, they're all screaming and they're up to different things. Vaha'am Misbalbel, Vania Sa'amein Eina Kahogan. Nobody's saying it properly anyway, so therefore it's not a good thing. But, the Chayi Adam already quotes that Tzitz Eliezer defends it, the Rav Sternbach discusses it, that the minhag is to say it all. It's best if they could all stand close together, so therefore they could say it, in proximity of each other, as much as possible. So therefore, again, there's a lot to discuss here, but just to mention it, that is the Chassam Sofer also quotes that in his yeshiva, all the Bachrim said Kaddish together. Again, Ruba Deruba of the Poskim say it is fine. But again, look, Lechatchila, try to get everybody up to the same spot. Okay, but that's all related to this sugya, according to some, in the Magen Avraham, Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. There was a star that came out to the Bezin of Rav Huna. Somebody comes to court and has a star that says, I owe you $100. It doesn't have a malva's name, it just says you. I owe you, Reuven owes you $100. So somebody comes to court and says, I'm the you. It's me. So could he collect with that? So I'm Rav Huna. Mimcha, afilu mireish galusa, afilu mishvar malka. From you, even the Reish Galusa or the king. What does that mean? So, Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim, the Rashbam explains that it means that it's not collectible. Meaning he's saying, this could have fallen out from anybody. This could have fallen out from anybody, so you can't collect from it. The Rashbam does quote a Deya that says, of course, no matter who this fell from, even the Reish Galusa, who usually does not borrow money or lend money, even from him. But Pash just, let's go with the main shot of the Rashbam and of the other Rishonim, that it means he cannot collect. Some of the Rishonim here have beautiful, important Lashonos about why not? Why is it no good? Because your choshes that it fell from somebody, some say, no, it's more fundamental. Rabbi Yonah says here, because a star has to create a personal Shibud HaGuf. We discussed that every shtar is shibin nechasim, there's also shibin aguf. And if you just say from you, it's not muchach mitocho. It's not a scene from inside the shtar. Who is the shibin aguf to? So therefore, it's not a good shtar. So you could say this two ways. Either just your choshesh that it fell out, but on a more fundamental level, you could say the problem is because there is no personal shibin aguf. That is how Rabbeinu Yonah writes it here. V'afilu hachi ein achi yav hashibin el... I'm sorry, I skipped word. Doesn't it make sense that the love borrowed from whoever is holding it? It's got to be clear in the star, right? So that's why you need a personal shibud aguf. Ritva has a fascinating case. What about the Ritva says? What if the person comes with a star that says, "I owe $100 to whoever finds this star." Doesn't say to you. So whoever finds the Ritva says, that'll work. That'll work, because there he was b'shabe to whoever finds the star. And the person who has it found the star. It doesn't just say to you. There's a chash tefila. So the Ritva says, that would work. And if you want to say, according to Rabbi Yonah, that's enough of a personal shibud aguf, because this guy found it. That's the Ritva's fascinating additional case. Amalei Rav Chizkiya the Rabba, puk ayin ba. Rav Chizkiya the Rabba, go. You know, spend your time in the Beis Medrash today researching this. Ursa boila Rav Huna mina, because Rav Huna is going to ask you about it tomorrow. They say Rav Huna, many times, he said a psak, but then he tested the Talmidim the next day on it. So, Rabbah spent his time, so nafak dakva ashkach. He went out and found, I found the source that's related. Tanya, get sheish lav eidim bein mozman, a get that does not have a date written in it. Abishal omer im kasav bo gireshtia hayom kosher. What if the get says, the man divorced me today. Today. Just says today. So, the halacha is kosher. Today is good enough of a date. The Beis Shmuel says, and she's divorced from the day. Alma, so what do you see? Hayom, hahu yom adanafik b'mashma. Today means that day. So, hachanami, mimcha, mihu gabra, adanafik b'dusa yadim mashma. So, it must be you is also good enough. You means the person holding it. Today means the day that it is brought to Beis Din. So Amalei Abaye says, no, V'dilma Abishol K'Rabbi Eliezer Sfirelei, no. Maybe, you know why today is okay? Because he goes like Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't even need a date in the Shtar. D'Yomar, Eide Mesira Karsi. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, famous Shita, that Eide Mesira, the witnesses that see the transfer of the get of the Iker, not the Eide Chasima. And therefore, that's why it works here. Hayom is good enough. Aval hacha lekash l'tefila. But here, maybe we should be worried by you that somebody else lost it. Amelei l'tefila lo chashida. No, we're not choshesh for nefila. Uminat timber lo chashida l'tefila. How do I know that we're not choshesh for nefila? That's if tomorrow we'll start off with a little discussion of Eidim Misir and Eidim Chasima. Let's just finish this. How do you know you're not choshesh for nefila? It's not because our Mishnah. That's what this is doing here. Shnayim shagubi racha shnei be'achad yosef ben Shimon v'shem acha yosef ben Shimon. Eidim chol hotzi shtar chov zel zevel acha yochol hotzi alei shtar chov. What does it say? That nobody can take out a shtar chov on them. Ha-heim al-acher mi-cholin. But they could take a shtar chov on somebody else. One of the Yosef B'Shimons can take out a shtar that says somebody else owes them money. Why? Ha-heim al-acher mi-cholin. Va-amai lechash l'nefila. Maybe it fell out from the other Yosef B'Shimon. El-alav sh'mamin ala nefila lo chashinan. It must be we're not choshesh for nefila. And that's why here too we're not choshesh for nefila. We're not choshesh that one Yosef and Shimon lost it, and the other Yosef and Shimon found it. That's very unusual. But somebody who lost it, the case of the you, and somebody else picks it up, people lose things. We're not choshesh that this person lost it, and this person found it, but we can say generally people lose things, so that's why that would be the difference between Chad and Rabim. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow at the beginning with a little discussion of Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima. And then we get into Arvus, the last sugya of Maseches Bava Basra, coming up tomorrow. Kufay and Gimel, plus a couple of other daf. The sugya of Arvus starts a little bit tomorrow. Okay, stop.